Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and today I'm chatting with my business bestie, the person that breathes life and confidence into my space when it's hard for me to see it for myself. She is all about the concept that she created called aggressive optimism. And she's one of the most favorite people in my world. You're going to love her. I cannot wait. Jenna, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say after that beautiful introduction, Katie. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
We are going to have so much fun. I cannot wait for whoever listens to this to hear your magic, to just be a part of this world. So friends, we did not rehearse this. We have no idea what's going to come out of our mouths for the next 10 or so minutes. And just buckle up, because I feel like that's how it goes.
Oh my gosh. I'm really paying attention to the time, because you and I can talk about happiness for hours and never get tired. So 10 minutes. Got it. Let's go.
It's going to be so much fun. So first, tell us a little bit about you. Like, how did this, you know, this person come to be? Who are you? What do you know? Like all the goodness, you know?
Oh my gosh. The audience is like, how do you even do that in 10 minutes? So in a nutshell, Katie and I met when we were in the fourth grade, which I flip in love. Both of us moved to this small town in Minnesota, and we lost touch after graduation and found each other again because fate, like, I really do think it's fate. I can't believe we weren't like friends since the moment we met. But now that we are, I can't imagine life without you. And you bring me so much happiness. Like, I'm so excited. I'm sitting in my living room at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I feel this just burst of giggle that I'm trying to subside. Is that the right word? Anyway, you all know what I'm saying, because Katie brings me so much joy and fills my cup so much. But in a nutshell, me grew up in a small town with Katie, moved to Los Angeles to be an actor, and was an actor for a second, hot second. And then a huge incident happened that you can read all about everywhere if you just Google me, which is where aggressive optimism was formed. I had severe post-traumatic stress disorder that left me stuttering when I talked, unable to read, couldn't write, do all the things that you had to do as an actor. And so I had to do some serious intentional margin work way before intentional margins was created, and some serious aggressive optimism work in order to overcome the PTSD and the darkness that was in my head on a regular basis. And now I really want to get out there that if you are struggling with something and people are saying you're going to struggle with it forever, if you decide that you don't want to and you commit to doing the work, that doesn't have to be your reality. Like, I don't have PTSD anymore. And I was told that I was going to have it for the rest of my life. And just recently ran into somebody who was also told they were going to have PTSD for the rest of their lives. And they needed to hear that that wasn't the case. So I'm sharing it with you because I'm moved to share it with you. Whatever your circumstances are, you can overcome them. It's just a matter of deciding and doing the work. And it's not easy, y'all. It's not easy. Just hopefully that gives you a little bit of hope. But for me, it was, you know, surrounding myself with people like Katie and listening to podcasts like Everyday Happiness. And, that's my story in a nutshell. It's not really a good story, I suppose.
Well, share with the listeners a little bit, if you can, about what this traumatic incident was.
Sure.
So they have a little bit of context to how this all started to shake out for you. And if you can remember the year, like when this kind of happened.
Mm-hmm. It was back in 2003, if you can believe it. There was it's called the farmer's market crash, if you want to Google it. But in Santa Monica, California, they have a farmer's market every Wednesday and Saturday. And I was buying oranges at the farmer's market on a Wednesday. And this old old man drove through the farmer's market four blocks, hitting over 60 of us and killing 10 people. And I saw three people die that day, and my brain just couldn't handle it. And I suffered, like I said earlier, from severe post-traumatic stress disorder. And it was something like, it was just traumatic, right? Like, yeah. There's no other way to say it. And so for context, that was it. And it took 3.5 years before I didn't have a flashback again. So just to give you a little bit of time context, it was a long road.
Yeah.
A long, long road.
Yeah. And then you decided to, you and your husband, to go on a road trip with a teardrop trailer for an entire year. And I saw it on Facebook. So fate and Facebook really is what connected us again. Right?
Guess,
so
man.
Not that long ago. We knew
not that long ago. Yeah.
High school. And then, you know, a couple years ago.
Yeah. It was 2017. And it was a crazy, like, another traumatic thing had happened. It wasn't quite as traumatic as the farmer's market crash for me, but something life-changing. And we just decided life was too short. And we had always wanted to do this, like, year-long cross-country, live in a camper type of scenario. And so we sold all of our stuff and packed up and went out on the road for a year. And we were going through DC, and there's Katie, and I couldn't believe it. And it was like, it really was fate. It really was.
It's so fun. And we've basically talked every day or every week since that meeting.
Yeah.
You know, almost 5 years ago.
Almost 5 years ago. That's mind blowing.
Yeah. And we think all the time, like, it's so interesting. You know how people put you in, you know, you have like seasons and reasons and lifetimes for different friendships and how this works.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's so interesting for the viewer or the listeners to think, you know, these people clearly are attracted to one another. Like, we have a lot of the same core values.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we were never friends in high school. We knew each other.
I know.
We were not friends. We did not hang out at each other's house. We didn't go to dances together in groups.
No.
We just weren't friends. But we knew of one another because we grew up in a small town of 2006 people in the middle of a cornfield.
Yes.
So, you know, our high school graduating class wasn't that big. So we knew of one another. Somehow we said yes to a friend request when Facebook started. And then, you know, years later.
Isn't that so funny? I mean, honestly, it's because you intimidated the beep out of me in high school, Katie. Let's be real. you know, and it's like, it's so interesting to think about our like kid brains and, you know, teen brains of just everything is so big, right? It's just life or death on a daily basis. And you did. And I knew you were like doing your thing. You had really clear goals. Even though we weren't friends, I knew your goals. Like it was a lot. And I had the same. I really didn't like the town we grew up in. And so I wanted to get out so badly and move to Los Angeles. So I had my own thing and you had your own thing. And I'm so glad that our things crossed, like in the most beautiful way at the perfect time. Like we were both kind of all of a sudden on this same path, even though we live on opposite sides of the country. Like you would think you would be on the same path when you live next door to each other. But no, it took moving on opposite sides of the country for us to like really connect. Fascinating. Yeah.
And both of us doing really some in-depth work on what it means to be happy. You know,
yeah.
Like what you would say, what it means to be optimistic after your trauma. I didn't necessarily have the same trauma, but was also on the path of what does happiness look like? How do we get more happiness? What is this? You know, and we both had been on really parallel paths since we were in high school on how do we create this optimism, happiness, but yet we were silently kind of doing it ourselves because maybe it wasn't the cool thing to do, or maybe it just didn't know each other was doing it. But once we talked and we're like, wait, you do that too?
Wait.
You think about that? You think of
exactly.
it this way? we were like magic. All of the glitter and the sparkles and the magic just like comes together, right?
It's so interesting. I feel like as you were talking, it reminded me of what they always say with like romantic relationships. But I also think it's true for friendships, and we don't talk about it often, is like you have to figure out how to be a whole person before you can be a half of a couple, you know, or part of a group and be an effective part of a group. And I think that's like what you just described is basically that. Like we had to go off and figure out who we were individually. Otherwise, you would have intimidated me still. Do you know what I mean? And we couldn't be friends if I was intimidated by you. And so it's just, by the way, Katie's like the sweetest, most amazing, approachable human on the planet. My intimidation was 100% my own, like hangups and issues and all of that kind of stuff, as you know, because teens. But like, it's exactly that, right? You have to go off. You have to figure out who you are. You have to find you as a person and make a whole complete picture of yourself in order to be confident enough to be part of something bigger, which I think our friendship is. Like, you encourage me to do the things that are so scary. I could never have taken that encouragement if I hadn't done all the self-work, you know? And I think that's important for people to like hear sometimes is like, you know, like we talk about it all the time, reason, season, lifetime. Sometimes your friends are there for a reason, sometimes a season, sometimes a lifetime. Sometimes that lifetime is in spurts and chunks, you know, and you're not the same person that you were when you were 16 years old. And so it's just fascinating to me. I love our friendship. The end.
Well, that is a great place to transition because you are getting so much more of Jenna this week as all of the things that she brings to the table as an activist and a, you know, about the causes that she believes in and a actor and a film producer and an executive now, like working and doing like the most amazing things, like leading teams, right? She gets to do so much. And I can't wait for her to share with you some of her aggressive optimism and really the way that she's framed happiness and what matters as she was going through trauma and other things in her life. So stay tuned for tomorrow when Jenna takes over Everyday Happiness. And until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.